This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a red team, throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hello, ditties. It's not Mrs. Doubtfire, no. It's another less problematic drag queen coming into your ears right now. Come in. Yep, it's coming. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to you on the internet and anywhere in space and time. And I'm so gagged to have today's guest. He's a stand-up legend. He's hilarious. He's gay. He's heard of Drag Race before. Joe Dombrowski. Did I say that right?
You totally did. And you know what's so funny? It's not really that hard of a last name.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, it gets slaughtered.
What do people
do? So
thank
you for not name shaming me.
Oh, girl, I'm the last person for name shaming. Not in this house.
Dombrowski. It's like, it's lit. Yeah, but I think a lot of the time people feel bad, but it is. It's dumb. Browski.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, just say it. It's my name. We're not ashamed.
Girl, my name's Mono, so you know I get it. I just met a homo who was like, your name's Mono. And I was like, you are being problematic. When someone tells you their name, you say yes.
You don't.
I'm sorry, your name's Isaac. I think his name was fucking Isaac. I was like, great. Great. I'm so happy you have a fucking biblical ass name. There are other names in the world.
There are other names, Isaac. I didn't ask you when's the last time you churned butter, baby. Like,
thank
come on.
You, you fucking. And this is a light bulb. Get into it.
Yes! I'm so happy to be here. I'm feeling it.
Joe, I'm so excited. Gag. I want to also, before we, I have a million things to say about this episode and everything, but I do want to say, love your stand up. Love that you're a teacher. Are you still teaching?
I'm not, no.
You're not,
so
okay.
I took off, like, my first step away from the classroom was pre-pandemic. I went on tour in Australia and Canada, and then the pandemic canceled and canceled all my dates. But I'm like, you know what? Teachers are leaving at a rapid rate. I have the degree. I have the credential. And then a kindergarten position opened up literally in my backyard. So I took it. And then I was like, I'll do this for the rest of the school year before I go back on tour. And it was the best teaching. It was the best way to leave. It was the
this
best
was
way
in
to
Down
leave.
Under?
Oh, no. This was when I was back in Seattle. But I was
back.
Stranded for a minute. Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you. What a treat.
Yes.
I love it. I love what you say about horrifyingly honest children. I've also been around horrifyingly honest children my whole life. Speaking of shaming, a kid will just tell you your look is jagged, ragged, and rocked. They don't care.
They don't hold back. I dyed my hair before I left. My first tour date for the tour that I'm currently on was the last day of school. So I dyed my hair a little bit. Mm-hmm. And when you do that in kindergarten, when you change anything about you, the kids will freak out. So they're like, why did you do that? And I told them I want to look a little bit younger. And one of these girls looked at me and just said, but what are you going to do about your face?
I can't believe she had that locked and loaded. Like, I can't believe she is like...
Instantly, my brain went very taste, and I was like, the nerve, the gall, the audacity, the presumption. I was just like, I can't.
She's got a lot of gumption, this girl. I hear you. Look, I have
a lot of that.
I've had like a young person just be like, just fully squeeze my muffin top and be like, why is your body doing that? And I'm like, I'd love to know too. I would love to know why. But because look, my body's like, whoosh, and yours is like, whomp. And I'm like, I know. Stop haunting me, you phantom. Out, damn phantom.
Okay, I gotta tell you one more. I had a kid literally say to me, just like this, he goes, so where's your wife?
He knew. No.
Some, no.
He knew, man. Because he's like,
it's a great joke.
Then he went on to say, because if you have one, I'm sure she's crying in the kitchen. just
yeah, it was very. I'm sure if you have one, I'm sure that she,
you know,
is a gay man,
right? Yeah. Okay, Joe, I'm so gagged. You're a Drag Race fan. We were just saying before we started, you've seen every damn episode, maybe even in real time, since we had to log on to logotv.com to watch season one. I mean,
yeah,
girl.
I was in a little bit of a fraternity.
Ew.
Living this like weird mask life in college. Really? And I would like lock myself in my bedroom and watch Drag Race the first couple.
I'm such a filthy cunt. My first question is any dormlife.com moments happen at the frat?
Oh, baby. Are you really want to know? Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rude.
I'll give you the dirty deets later.
Okay,
babe.
Work. yes. Okay, so you're hiding away, watching Drag Race, getting your life. And you were probably what? A Rebecca Glasscock stan. I know it. I know you were.
Wow. Call them like you see it. That's,
like, no, I'm kidding. I would never say that about a
person. And Akasha. I did love Akasha. I loved Akasha too.
Me
too. I don't know why, but like her like unfiltered, unapologetic, like this is who I am. I'm a little bit of a bitch. Get over it. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is so
great.
Rich.
Not so bad. Yeah. Body. I also like didn't understand what was happening. Like her body was so stacked. I was like, what's happening? This is...
I know. Wouldn't you love to see her back? Like, I'd love to see her back.
Oh, yeah. I would absolutely live. I think she deserves it. And I like that All-Star 6, like, really gave us the fantasy of, like... Because I've said it before on the pod, it's no longer about just giving the crown to someone who could have gotten it the first time. Now it's like, you're great. Do your own... Do something. You're great and bring something fresh and new.
Yep. I love it, too. And you're seeing it even in this season, which is fantastic.
Okay, well, let's get in, because this episode, I wrote down so fucking much about the crazy shit that happens this episode. Are you enjoying season three so far of the UK's Drag Race?
I gotta tell you what, this is a bold statement. I might enjoy the UK seasons more than any, like, country.
Wow.
And I, like, that is bold, but I'm like, something that I keep quoting from the first episode of this season, Theresa May, who is my girl, when
I
she
love
said,
her.
"Finger your asshole," I died. I have like not stopped saying it.
She has like three iconic lines in this episode, maybe more.
Yes.
But she's like,
yes.
I want her to make it to the top three so fucking bad.
Me
I want
who? Me too.
I don't want her to go anywhere. I want her to be like I don't know. I don't want to say bag of chips, but I hope she gets a bag of chips treatment where it's just like, bitch, we love you. You're great. And I'll say it. Maybe her fashion is a little bit sharper than Baga. At least Baga on season one.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a secret.
Mm-mm.
It's out there.
Okay. We're getting in. We're back in. Anubis went home. Elektra's lip sync was nuts. That was a really good lip sync. That was fun. They had a great song.
Absolutely nuts too. Like, you want to talk about a lip sync assassin.
That was crazy.
House, I mean, who does splits and bounces in them, but like off the ground?
No, crazy. It reminded me of Vixen when like Vixen does her weird like slow, fast split and jump ups. Like she does some crazy shit like that. Yeah, I don't know. Elektra's doing insane shit with her tiny little body.
Reminded me of, you know, that feeling that you felt when you saw Katya do the slow split for the first time and you were like, unprecedented, unreal, amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then she did this. You haven't seen it. You haven't
right.
seen it in the bars. You haven't seen it in the clubs. You haven't seen it on the show. And like, that's going to be the new that.
I agree. I'm going to call this, and you're going to know this because you're a teacher. This is very skidamarinky dinky dink. You know what I mean?
Skidamarinky do. It is. it sure is.
Skidamarinky, she better do. And she did. The way she like uses her ankles to like scarecrow her body up is wild.
Now, we have a theory in this house too. I'm 6'3". You ain't going to see a bitch like me do that.
Yeah.
There's too much man to bibbity bounce on my ankles, let alone my cankles. Like, no.
Yeah, so wait, there's something about her teeniness that allows her body to do insane Disney's gummy bears activities.
It's gymnast. Like, you know, you watch Olympics, like the gymnasts, they're like a little bit of a teapot, short and stout with like good muscle tone, ready to bounce.
But what about that spout? But what about that spout? That's also what's bad about that spout?
Well, if you go on Reddit, I think you can see the spout.
My God, that's RPDR. /R/ gone wild. I'm gagged. Okay, yeah. And then fucking Victoria's getting counsel on her knee. God damn it. Here we are again.
Start us. I have a hot take, but start.
Okay. Well, first of all, this is that we episode got it spoiled for us, which I have to urge anyone listening, tell you and yours, stop spoiling Drag Race for everyone. I don't like it. It is a bummer. Stop it.
What's the threshold? I say 1 week. Like, don't post it on anything about it for 1 week. With the new episodes out, you can talk about the last. That's what I say.
That's really generous. I think that's real, but you know, like how like you have like a 16-year-old and you're like, never drink beer. You're like, okay, that might be hard to pull off. But what if I tell you, you can drink 2 beers. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I think the compromise is like 3 days or something. The weekend. Mm-hmm. I think you should wait till for at least the fucking weekend, but
okay. Yep. Fair.
I don't know. Yeah, it sucked. And I was trying to tell you I got one spoiled that was Jiggly in Untucked season 4, like doing the, full breakdown moment where with the text, Victoria Scone, would you please step forward?
How chronological of order
we're gonna
are we going
go semi. We are low key in this joint. We go all over time and space. We don't care.
Okay, so I gotta give you my 2 cents on this. All right, so okay. I literally love the bitch. Like, I am so here for. Mm-hmm. Like full drag representation, like big time. And I love that she's on the show. Not only that, I went in watching it saying, I'm not going to be good on her because she's bringing something different. Like, I still need her to bring it, and she's bringing it. And I'm so here for this. Now, we watched Eureka get hurt.
Right.
Asked to go home. With Promise Back. We watched it with Veronica, which totally different thing. Sure. Now, I can't fully remember. I want to say Evie, but there was somebody else who hurt themselves and got to still compete, but they were like sitting and like not fully doing, like not going full out.
Oh, Evie.
It was Evie.
Evie had some weeks, but she, I guess, sprung back in, which was gag.
She did, right. Now, I had a little bit of a problem with that when that happened. And I had a little bit of a problem with Victoria sitting while the other girls got to work that puss like up doing their thing. And she is sitting. I had a problem with her coming out in tennis shoes because she had to. If it has to get to that point, she should have been offered to leave and come back next season before that. Because the fact of the matter is... it's not what the other girls have to do. They don't get to walk down in tennis shoes. They don't get to sit and do only the arm moves. And I'm sorry, right. I understand, but I do think that it should have been offered earlier.
Well, you know, I'm going to call out production a little bit because my theory is that they were like, well, what does the audience live for? Applause, but they also live for an end of episode gag. And they were like, if we can do this at the end of the episode, that would really be great for us production-wise. That's what I think. I could be wrong. I could be wrong because we know her knee's not going to get better.
It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
It's not going to get better.
Now, do you...
It's only going to get worse.
I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get a drink of water, but I can still hear you and I'll be back by the time I have to talk. You can edit that. You're editing, right?
Oh, I love to edit. No, we'll leave it in. I don't give a shit.
Okay. My predict is that we're going to open up the next episode. She's going to go home. Electra's coming back in. What do you think?
Whoa. Hot take as the hot take goes to get a hot take of water. Okay. I don't think so. I think what they will do is that's good. That's good reality TV. I think Electra's drag was just bad enough that they were like, you have to go home and Victoria has to go home. Because if that's what she wore on red carpet, I think they know she's not really ready for the main stage. So I think what we may more likely get is a fun double Shantae later on.
Now you
that's how
her you say her drag might just not like it just it's just bad enough. Like I'm actually putting her in the category of Heidi in closet because I feel like you know
okay like,
She couldn't improve. Electra's got a wonderful mug. I really appreciate her beat.
Yeah,
Heidi's mug, okay, was a fucking mess on the show. It was a fucking mess.
It was messy.
But I live for the personality. I live for the runways, and I live for how she was able to perform. Electra, it's the exact
opposite. She's an amazing
performer. Love everything except for the looks.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair.
Did you
that's
expect 100% someone
true.
Like me to come in on this bitch and like be like ready? I've been living to be on this podcast.
I mean, this is officially gay at ESPN, and we live for it. We live for the ability because no matter who you are, you can clock in and be like, okay, here's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about quarter four, minute three.
Like, I just said to my partner Morgan yesterday, I was like, if anybody in this city is ever on the show, I am buying the best seat in the house for the entire season. I don't care how much it is because this is my sport.
Totally. This is it. This is the sports. This is why it's allowed. And this is honestly, it's funny that this is the gay sports. And it's why like no other reality show can be as franchisable as this because this literally is taking the place of the sports world, but for homos. Like,
and I am in. Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
I'm in, coach. Okay, let's talk about Crystal. I noticed something about Crystal, and I don't mean this to sound mean, but doesn't she look like the world's youngest Mr. Bean impersonator? Doesn't she just look a little bit like a Rowan Fagkinson, if you will? And I... she can handle it. Heck, if she can dish it out, she can handle it.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, she dished.
Right. Could totally handle it, too. And also... she's a young buck. She's a young buck too.
And I think I agree with you. I was in this place when I was young where I was like, being mean is cute, right?
And we don't like those gays. Girl. We don't like those gays. There's a difference between a fun, friendly read because it is there is a little bit in like gay culture of kind of like, we do it mm-hmm. to a point to be like, are we cool? But she hasn't mastered mm-hmm. the craft, to which her better sense should have said, maybe not yet. I don't know these girls like that, but it didn't. Why?
Because
she's 19. That's
she's
why.
She's 19. I can't believe it should be a crime to put someone on reality TV before they're 20. Like for their sake.
For their sake.
I know she's going to do some pretty foolish shit. She already did some foolish shit, but I mean
it was foolish. Nah. You know, and I'll say this too, just quick to episode 1. I'm allergic to all forms of pussy, but I was here for that kitty cat. Like sure was.
Mm. Meow, meow, meow. That was hot. That was good. And I am still like hesitant on her because she's so gorgeous and thin. And I will say this too, because I'm a monster. Her body discovery journey felt a little Kimora Black to me.
Yep.
Where it was like, I'm so brave because my waist is horrifyingly tiny. I was like, what?
Now... I a little bit connected to it because like when I was 19, I was like 6'3", 150 pounds. And like you could see my bones. Uh-huh. So I definitely had some body issues on the skinny side. However, you are not to bring this up to get yourself out of the wreckage you've created. This isn't the time.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. If you Sasha Velour it and you're like, don't joke about that. I have something to contribute. More valid.
Yes.
But at this point, she was already sinking her own Titanic.
Fast forward to the, we'll go deeper into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation of conversations.
The conversation in the workroom.
In the workroom. I appreciate a person who can reflect and say, what I did was wrong, and I am genuinely sorry for that. And I felt like her apology was sincere.
I did too. Yeah. I really did. I felt that. Whereas, you know, I don't know if I have anyone immediately on my brain, but there have been apologies in the past where you've seen on Drag Race and you're like,
that's not real. That's not real.
Yeah.
I can't put an immediate finger on it too, but they're there.
They're absolutely there. Eureka v. Vixen. Yeah. I mean, but that was warranted in my opinion. Like for Vixen to be like, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Moving forward.
Didn't Bianca do it too? Where she was kind of like, okay, I went a little too. I feel like there was a Bianca moment.
I went
moment.
A little ham. There was a Bianca versus Ben de la Creme moment.
Yeah.
Where Bendela's like, you're coasting. I think Bianca calls her a cunt. And they're like, and Bendela's like, I'm actually meant you're just doing good. I'm so sorry.
Right. But that also was some backhanded shit to try to get herself. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I just rewatched season 6. And I remember she was like, oh, I like meant it like a good thing. Bitch, you didn't. I live in Seattle. I know the type. I know the girl.
Get over it. Okay. Oh, here's another crazy thing. We're going to talk about this episode, but I have to talk about this new Drag Race strategy. If you are going to do bad on a challenge, should you sacrifice your body and try to get a fucking courtroom style continuance to the next season? You know, if you're like, oh shit, I'm terrible at Snatch Game. I'm going to fucking fall off one of these workroom tables and try to get a workroom continuance to season 4.
Right? No, seriously.
Why not?
Is it strategy? Like, I feel like the girl, like we are in this, I do miss seasons like 1 through 5 where they're a little bit rough around the edges and like,
me too.
You know what I'm talking about? Right? And they have,
me too.
A lot of them have cracked the code or have attempted to crack the code where they know, like, if you do bad in the challenge, I was gonna wear this for the runway, but I know this look is better and I don't want to pull it outside. They like know to do that. And on one hand, I'm like, very team that. And on the other hand, I'm like, just be you. But one person who did do it that I was like very here for this week is I am like super pro Charity Case, like super
love.
Pro. Like they was slept love. On last episode. But when she came out in that orange,
was insane.
It was like, oh, you got yourself out of the bottom two 100%.
Yeah, I did agree with some of the problems they had. We'll get to it. I did have some of the problems with like the look. Like I agreed with their assertion of her look, but like that I was like, you're playing the game well, but my main critique was like, you don't like what you're wearing. Does that make sense?
Oh, you felt that like from her?
I did. I was like, I don't think you like what you're wearing. Like it felt like she's like, oh, I better wear this shit. As opposed to like, yeah, but maybe
I'll give you that too. And
maybe we disagree.
I didn't gather she doesn't like what she's wearing. I gathered it's time for her to show diversity right now. Show that you can do glam and do it right now. But also make it a little like kooky. And it was, and it was still great. But she knew that it was her time to show that she can be flexible. And she pulled that out the hat. That mug, too. Did you live for that eye?
I did. I mean, her artistry is off the chain. Can I also say, but you were talking about old seasons. I was just watching season 2, and I saw something that is truly unallowed anymore. Trigger warning. In season 2, Raven lip syncs against Mystique Summers, and her talking head is, if I went home over Mystique Summers, trigger warning, I would have slit my fucking wrists. Like, she says that.
Fuck.
And I'm like, oh, we can't do this anymore. Like, guys, we can't do this anymore.
No, not anymore.
But it was a nice, it was just a fun moment of like, I love the show used to be just messier. Yeah. And I kind of missed that.
I mean, same season where the girls, one of them including Miss Kylie Sonique Love, had to dance on a pole to the song Tea Chaser, which it's like,
Not aging well. The shows aren't aging well. It's not aging well. Okay, we're at the mini challenge. Oh, actually, silence. I feel like taking a break.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability, and I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right. BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Okay, bring back my break. Ooh, we're at the mini challenge. We're talking Rue Market sweeps. Wow. And this is just our shit-stirring challenge, isn't it?
Oh, 100. This is just... It was for the views.
It's for the views. I think it's genius. I know, like, they usually do a thing where, like, they rank the people up, and this was just another way of doing that when they put them from, like, most to least competition. We have a couple. We have biggest competition, which goes to Victoria, eh? Which, of course, then comes with some shit later.
A little bit. My God. A whole lot.
Unnecessary. And I like that even Rue is like, no. The optics of shit-talking the only woman in the room, Not good.
Yeah.
Not cute.
Yeah, you gotta, and that's the thing too. You have to realize that it's different. She is not a gay man. She's mm-hmm. under the umbrella of the rainbow spectrum, but like
right.
to each individual color of that rainbow, there is difference in culture and it is yes. to be respected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Work, 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 work. Take me to church. And yes, size shaming. It's so funny though. Like size shaming a big ass, like a big ass fellow gay man. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it just, it's lighter and it's less loaded. Like just being like, Eureka, you're big. Work. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's not the same.
It wasn't.
Yelling that at a queer woman in the room. It's just not.
It was not. It was, and it wasn't editing, I don't think. It was legitimately uncomfortable. No.
And the fact that Rue had to be like, yeah, but she almost beat you last week. That like really that says, yet. She's like, ugh, this doesn't feel right. I got to change up the energy here right
and
now.
She done did.
She did. She did. Okay, River gets trashiest taste. I don't know if she deserved a trashiest taste.
Where are you at with River?
I love her. I think she's the actual trait of the season.
Oh my God. Okay, who do you think's the other one?
I don't know. What I will say is I'm over Ella. I'm over Ella.
Baby.
Feeling her oats.
100. I think the trait of the season is Scarlett. Like the house down.
100%.
Right.
Scarlett's total cutie hottie. I mean, there's a lot of gorgeous people on this season. But yeah, I'm not,
you know what?
I'm over the Ella moment. I hope there's a redemption for her.
But Miss Midway gives me very, very early, Adore. She gives me very early cross between Adore and, Jocelyn Fox.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I can see that. Kind of a fun, spunky, weird, dumb.
Yeah. But like, but we'll have,
I say that with love.
We'll have the growth of an Adore.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
I do too.
I don't want to see her go home.
And I like her
early.
Presence. I really appreciate her presence. It's like, she's one of those people who, when she like walks in the room, you're like, I don't know why I like you, but I do. And I like being around you.
I felt the same thing watching it. I felt the same thing. I was just like, I just like you.
Mm-hmm, I do
and
too.
That's huge. Like an Adore. Like you can't get that. So if you're just kind of have that sort of like, I don't know if it's even star quality, but it's some sort of like, I don't know, human thing. Like that's something that you need in like a drag race queen.
Well, going back really quick to Miss Ella Vidae. Didn't get her name until Rue called it out, by the way. I was always like, what is this? But anyway, did you notice that she's getting a very Sugar Cane edit? Like, she's there.
Ooh,
she's there, but it's
she's
like...
She's there.
But what else? Did you notice?
Right.
Yeah.
I am noticing that. And I just... I'm projecting. Am I projecting? Yes. Am I bitter? Absolutely. Am I hesitant to just have like a classically attractive white cis man take focus and attention? You got it. I just feel like it's a little nauseating to be like, she's so cute. It's like, we don't need to tell her that.
Right.
Can we focus on the talent?
Yeah, the drag. Which... Then shoulders better match them hips and make that hair go to the sky. I'm sorry.
Because she looks like she's going to wear Jenny Craig, mama. She looks like she's clocking in.
I thought she was serving quarterback too. And I'm not for it. But like, none of these girls looked at you and said, throw another wig on too? Like, I'm sorry.
Right? Well, no, it's kind of like, remember when Cameron Michaels early in her season was just like, okay. Yeah, I guess that's a dress. Like, and then she, of course, you know, turns it out
bird,
and she improves
right.
her drag and kind of like goes further. But right now it is a little bit suburbia.
I have to be honest. I could be a wonderful person. I don't know yet, but I don't think I'm here for the drag.
Yeah, I don't think so yet. I'm curious to see more. I would love to be proven
wrong.
Did the
girls ever like come to you from the show and be like, you bitch?
No, because they don't know me. And jokes on me, they have successful drag careers.
Please, by all means, could never, would never, can never, like, but I give you the most praise, but I do appreciate the art and have some things to say.
No, I think, you know, the thing I always say is just like, it's a podcast, we have to have opinions, it's a kiki, and there's a difference between critique and attack.
Okay,
you know?
Cute. Yeah, I'm into that.
You know, it's
you're
just
not
critique.
Mean. I've never heard you be mean on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Well, wait. Just wait to hear what I have to say about you, bitch. You just fucking wait.
Wait, you knew I'm a guest judge next season?
Yeah, I heard. I heard you're on 14. Okay, whatever. We call Veronica old. Veronica is so nice. I mean, she really turns this around. She's like, okay, we're gonna be a team now. It's fine.
You know why?
It's okay that you... Why?
Because she's
Why?
Shitting she's herself because this is not last season. She is not in the top for round two.
Damn. Where's the lie?
I mean, I like love the bitch. But
yeah, she's adorable.
You gotta step that pussy up.
Yeah. There and you know, I would say what she wore, well to get there, what she wore this week, I was like, okay.
Yeah, same. Yep.
Okay. Live.
Yep.
I was like, this is pretty good. And if she won, I would have been fine with it. But, okay, we have to get there. Because I'm like, I don't think anyone won this challenge. I think Rue should have been like, sorry, I'm not giving a badge away. And I can't tell if that's my fault because this challenge is insane or your fault.
So,
but no one's getting a badge this week.
There's two things that I thought. One, I did think, like, challenge-wise in the main, Skitty Cut. Kitty Scott Claus, like I was like very,
yes.
Didn't know what the hell she was saying, but I was into the performance. Now I
yes.
do agree with Crystal with getting the win because I think that she is not another look queen who can't perform. She's not a Gothy Ken doll. She can perform
right.
and she can turn it. And in this performance too, went out of her box again, was gorge, but it was a good performance, I thought.
Yeah, I think... Okay, here, I think I'm giving writing notes on the challenge.
Oh,
that's what I'm really giving.
Oh.
Like, if I'm being honest. Because to me, this challenge gets lost between a character performance and choreography. And I kind of felt like we got less of both for it, if that makes sense. Like, I got less character laughs, and I didn't get to enjoy the choreography as much because we were focusing on, wait, what? Okay, she gets three words to give a great character performance. And I was like, what do you want from me in this challenge, Rue?
Yep.
Like, what do you want from me, the viewer, to get? Do you want me to look at the dancing or do you want me to think she's funny? Because I don't know if I'm feeling either.
Yeah, it was crossbred and shouldn't have been, but... you know who did give it
just
to us,
like,
though?
Just like your hookup last night. Crossbred and shouldn't have
You were here?
I was the goat mask.
But you know who did give us both those things?
Who?
Charissa.
Okay. Yes, I agree. She's my winner. She's my winner for this week.
Yes.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Even her face was making me laugh. Just her expression.
Yes, and sometimes I couldn't understand her,
but I
was like,
it.
I'm still laughing,
Same.
I'm still enjoying you. Okay, which brings me to one of the best things. She says a couple amazing things, but one thing she says,
what's on the floor?
She says, am I a body queen? Well, I have a body that my mom gave me. I was like, you better fucking work. You better work, you fucking genius. I love
and then
her.
She said, Do you have the exact quote written down?
No. What did she say right after that?
She said something about, I am going to ride this bike like it's biggest dick I have ever.
I lied. I do have it. I'm riding this bike like it's the thickest, juiciest dick, and I'm going to ride it till I die. I mean.
I stretch while I watch the show.
She's the new Pete Buttigieg. I mean, I'm sorry. That is something the whole queer community can get behind.
I watch the show.
You're stretching?
I stretch while I watch the show.
Okay,
I stretch
nice.
Before I go to bed. I watch the show, then I go to bed. And
smart.
I was like,
smart.
I was like stretching, and I just like stopped when she said that. I was just like sprawled out on the floor, flat, just dying.
Ride till I want. Die.
If that goes on a shirt, I'm buying it.
It has 100. To. It has to. She has to. I'll be honest. If I'm on the thickest, juiciest dick, I'm going to ride it for about 22 to 26 minutes.
That is, but that's talent. Me. Oh my God. That is why I think you're going to say like two.
No, I guess what I'm saying is all anal sex should be the length of a network sitcom. It should be, okay. That's it. 22 to 30. That's
there
it.
There you go. There you that's go. Without the commercials. Yep.
That's all you need. It's all you need. Whether you're watching on Hulu or live, that's all you need. Okay, here we go. Kitty. Kitty is, I love Rue kicking with the girls when Kitty's like, I'm the trade of the season, and Rue laughs in her face and she's like, don't laugh that hard. Like, please, that's God, push, pull it back. I love that.
Which was, I think, like, that was kind of like, that was what should have happened in the beginning. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, mm-hmm. building a rapport, like, easing into it, see where I can go with this girl. Like, I don't know. It was a cute moment, and they both were fine with it.
Yeah, it was pretty adorable. I was here for it. I think Kitty gets it. She could go a long ways. She needs to improve her drag a little bit.
Oh, my God. I agree so much. Bit. So much. It's, okay, yeah. It's like, it is so, like, entry level.
This week, I was like, this is pretty.
That's it.
But maybe that's it. Yeah,
and then, again, with the hair. We said it. We're sitting on our couch. We said it before Mama Ru said it. Was this the episode where, like, we just don't wear hair? Like, it was like every other girl, I'm like, where's the hair? But the only girl who didn't wear a lot of hair, but it just kind of worked for the look, was Crystal.
Was. See, and that's where I get trigonometry.
Tell me.
I just get trigs when they're like, yeah, but we love you because you're so skinny. Like, you know what I mean? They just love a skinny, tiny queen. But they live.
Did you think they overlooked the hair because she was skinny and tiny? Because I thought, truthfully, that the hair matched her. She has a very small head, and it did match the look. It was very like Brigitte Nielsen.
Yes. It was hot. I have to admit, like, her look was probably the best on the runway. You can't deny that. But I do think it actually went with the look, but I was just like, I'm trying to make sure I'm calling myself out, right? Because sometimes it can be so easy to look at someone traditionally reminiscent of a model and just be like, that's a model, as opposed to looking to a unique body type and being like, she's gorgeous. You know what I mean? Right. I think sometimes it's just not the same standard. I don't think it's judged at the same standard.
Okay. I'm open to this perspective as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn, but like, I think maybe the biggest thing with her look was that you're doing a Marilyn homage, and it just looks exactly like it, as opposed to like, what are we saying about Marilyn? What are we saying?
Yeah. What's going on here? What's the rest of the story?
Right. It needed a little bit of elevation there, but it was just like, remember Marilyn? It's like, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
I do.
I do. I
For
recall.
For these reasons that are now also not aging well.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's see. Now we're getting our classic choreo segment. Okay. Love. These are usually boring, but I thought this was pretty fun. And I especially love watching them cycling on these janky, cheap, non-Peloton bikes they got from Amazon. That was a fave.
It was a moment. Now, there was a time in my life where I was a cycle instructor trying to pay my bills.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Sure was.
This is perfect.
Because I don't know if you know this, but teachers are, God, what's the word? Poor?
So I used to teach improv. So yes, yep. Girl, I'm with you. Okay.
So I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go teach a cycle class, teach kindergarten, leave, go do a set just to offset my bills. Right. So when I was watching this, I was like, I get it, but some of the shit they were doing, like standing on it, this one-handed stuff, I'm like, they got some good liability insurance this season.
Standing on it with heels? No.
But did you notice, too, that Electra was the only one who practiced in heels?
I did.
Vanity may have as well, but I don't know if I fully remember that.
I don't know if she did. But because when I remember them turning to Vanity, it looked like she was truly dead on the bike just because she was like fixing her foot straps and stuff. But it like, because you can look so like, like you're like leaning over the bars, that she just kind of looked like a floating corpse on top of the bike.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That part. Okay. You used to teach cycling. Mm-hmm. Cycling teachers are not like how they're not quite this manic as they were portrayed in this challenge.
Oh, you sure can be. You shouldn't. You sure can be. Here, let me tell you a little secret about cycling instructor.
Talk to me.
Shun.
Talk to me.
It's fake.
Oh, the homosexuality?
All of it.
Talk to me.
It's all fake. Like, okay.
Tell me.
And I'm sure there are places where it's real. But I took like a 3-hour course and was like certified to do this. I had no business telling people how this is going to be good for them or if this even is good for them. I'm surprised nobody broke themselves, right? But like it is, I dare to say 95% performance, 5% fitness. And it is all about work in the crowd. Work in the crowd, work in the crowd.
Damn. I think you're right. I mean, in my limited experience taking cycling classes, you're 100% right where it is like there's so much performance. Even if it's like I guess I'm going to call out Cody Rigsby, but I'm a Peloton bitch who takes classes with this gay homo Cody Rigsby.
Same.
And girl, and it is all just like Kiki, mama, work, bitch, and it works on me.
It works on me.
Fuck.
To a point. But there are a couple times. Well, he's got some zingers. He has some one-liners where I don't even think he knows how funny the things he says are. But there are other times where I'm just like, okay, enough. I had this one cycle instructor very in the style of Cody Rigsby, but then he would like bring it down. He'd be like, "You are so worth it. Remember, when you are leaving the bar, you don't need a man to come with you." I'm like, "Can you just like shut the fuck up and work my ass out? Like, I do not need
that
this
part.
Moment." Yes, which I kind of wanted them
prefer
to turn and do a little like love yourself thing, but like as a joke.
And that's why I think there was more character. Okay, and here's this is fully just writing notes now. There are more characters in the world than they gave us. They gave us all your Jillian Michaels. That's all they gave us.
Yes.
And I'm like, we have characters here. We have our Tundays, who's like the beast who doesn't even realize she's a beast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the kind of character who's like, all we're going to do is just power lift 200 over our heads while we're squatting. It's not a big deal. You know, we have those. We also have our Spice Girl rejects.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's a character in the cycling world.
We have the like very spiritual, will probably come lay out crystals to you and give you some essential oils and then ask you to join the MLM. We have her.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, and to these musical Broadway bitches, we have the musical Broadway workout queens.
We absolutely do. We absolutely, and
who
the
are
Disney girls.
More about the 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you.
Like there's a lot.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. Yeah, but can we just say this? This is taking me to a place. Who's writing this? Like y'all didn't catch that? Like none of the producers stepped in and said like, we need a little couple like for show purposes. So this isn't boring to watch. Like here's a list of characters that you could choose from. Like, did you like, baby, I was like watching it. I'm like, no.
No. See, and that's my big note is that like, I think we what's the phrasing I'm looking for? We overcooked this idea. There was just like too much of everything and no focus on the comedy or the choreo. It was just kind of too much of everything. Because watching it, I was just like, what is going on? Oh,
and also, again, no idea what was said, but was into it.
But I'll tell you what advice made me laugh. Hey, Victoria, make sure to ice your leg because there's nothing like an absolutely obliterated ACL. Nothing will cure it faster than just a pack of ice. That's all you
just
need.
Got a blown out knee in the most like excited, most energy driven, most athletic challenge that I've seen in a while. Like this one needed cruel. You to run around and she could not.
Cruel. Fucked up. But hey, at least Veronica's wearing her unitard. Hey.
There we go.
They really zoom in. The cameramen behave because the cameramen are being monsters.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's fun. And hey, guess what? Crystal struggles with her lefts and rights. Did you catch her saying this?
Dare I say I hated this moment? Like I got up. I got up and I was like, not today. Like not right now.
No.
When you know you're in hot water, like now you're going to pull out what, like borderline dyslexia? Like I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
No,
like you
no,
have
no,
to
no,
sit
no.
with your discomfort to grow.
I can't. Yeah, I thought it was suspicious. Well.
Okay, good. Because I'd never vocalized my true feelings on that until right now, and I'm glad
there's
I wasn't
a difference between There's a difference between 19 and fucking stupid. I mean, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Okay, we're back in the workroom. Body positivity, we kind of covered that. I love that everyone's having a moment expressing themselves. There's one really funny moment, I don't know if you clocked this, where Electra stands in the middle of everyone like she's a DARE counselor. And she's like, does anybody else have body confidence issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
Wasn't that weird? I wasn't for it.
Actually, so I've seen a moment like this live. I was actually...
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. And I'm going to say who it was, too. So I used to live in Chicago, and like Roscoe's for the recaps was like where you could find me.
Oh, fun.
And the guest this week was Ginger. And she like made some deep moment, like she took the audience there and then she flipped it on the audience and was like, does anyone else have any like struggle with this? And this like person up in front of everybody was like, I don't remember what they said, but it was deep. She was like, I struggled so much with my relationship with my father. And I was just like, can someone get me a drink?
No.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. And I was just like,
no.
Just like, you don't need to like toss it to the next one.
No. No, I'm here to watch Soju cancel herself and throw up on her dress. I'm not here for this. I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's not good.
No.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was very like, I was kind of like, and we're here. All right.
Oh my God. And then you just got to hit it and go to what and any other place near there. Is there a place there called like Freeze or something? I was just there a couple years ago.
Freeze.
You just have to hydrate. Go to the hydrate. That's where you have to go. You just say, okay, hit it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And one other crazy thing I have to talk about. Vanity's mom, as a child, gave her the advice, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Tell me.
This is a very sexual thing.
Yeah.
And an insane thing for yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food. But you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it.
Factormeals.com/draghere50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A parental figure.
Yeah.
To console a child with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought. But I was like, maybe she using it like as a confidence booster.
Adorably.
She needed that and like didn't really like make the connection and maybe can look back on that and be like, well, I don't know. But I was also kind of like.
And that could just have been my elementary school experience because I remember filthy little kids saying stuff like this and teachers being like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, no. That still happens.
Cool it.
Yep.
That shit still happens. Anything else you want to say about the Peloton challenge itself? Like,
yeah, I'm glad it's over.
The ball busters, the yummy mummies. Ooh.
Don't bring it back.
I don't know if anyone won this challenge because I couldn't focus on what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion. And the money jokes. Okay, the money joke up top, that was a solid joke. The joke of like it only costs like $40,000 a month to be a part of this. Great. That's a joke.
Yeah, that was a good, written, truthful situation.
I think they should have given them more actual written jokes.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Merrick. Okay, well, do you want to chirp and burp?
Yes, I sure do.
These runway looks.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, guess what? Guess what? Silence. I feel like taking a break again.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you. My break. Oh, we're bringing back the break. We're bringing back the looks. Would you like me to share my screen?
Yeah.
So you can see these looks?
Please do.
Okay,
please
okay.
Do,
let me pop
do.
It up. Pop it up. While we do that, while I'm pulling this up, remind me, Joe, where can we support you? Where can we watch you perform live, online, etc.?
Oh, well, thank you for sharing the stage. You can check out my website, MrDtimes3.com. I'm on all social media as MrDtimes3. We can watch all, you know, any videos or things that I make and post, but I'm on tour right now too. So maybe I'm in a city by you. I'm going to be by you. I'm going to be in Irvine soon. Yeah. So upcoming, we have San Diego, San Francisco, basically all of Texas, most of California. There's a Nashville. There's so many. Check out my dates on my website, MrDtimes3.com. And I'd love to see who's ever listening at a show if you're down to clown.
Yes, go see him. And we'll link to your Instagram or whatever links you want so people can come grab some tickets.
How generous.
Oh, it's not at all. Not at all. I would love, and I'm going to try to make it. Wait, when are you coming to Irvine again? What date is that?
Sometime in November. It's like mid-November. Like right before Thanksgiving.
Okay, Thanksgiving. Okay, fun.
Work. Okay. Okay. Can you see the screen?
Can you see the screen?
Ba-ba-bump.
Yes,
bump,
I can.
Ba-ba-bump. Okay, good, because we... Can you see the screen? I'm sorry, but that a parody that stupid is genius. Just can you see the screen?
I sure can see your screen. I see your screen.
A little bit of screen goes a long, long way.
Bringing it up on your Zoom today. Oh God, we're cutting. We're cut off. Bartender. All right. What do we got here?
We're done. We have Miss Choriza
May. Yes.
I don't even know how to explain this look. You know, she says there's Spanish influence. It's funky mismatch. It's ball gown. I love it.
So into she has yet to give me a look I don't like.
I agree. And in case you don't know, maybe you do, you know, we chirp or burp these looks. Mm-hmm. You know, if you love it, chirp it. If you hate it, burp it. Yeah.
It's a chirp.
It's such a chirp. I think she's my winner this week because in the chaos of the challenge, she found her own way to be funny.
Love. Okay. I'm giving it to you. But either way, it's a definite chirp.
It's a chirp. She's beautiful. Her makeup's interesting. I hope, I'm scared they're going to, you know, give her some notes or something on her makeup.
You think she's going to get notes on her makeup, on her mug?
Oh, I don't
is it
know.
Because of the very dark neck?
I think she looks great. I really do. But I just am worried they'll be like, you're funny, you're campy, you're awesome. Can you go more glamour or something?
Okay.
And
I think she's going to rise to the occasion. I do.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. This is fucking cool. The seam is like a cool new pattern. The inseam is gorgeous.
Do you have a picture of it up?
Oh, my God.
I'm only looking at the description.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I can see your screen, but I'm looking at you. Look, I'm like, is she like... I can see your screen. Okay.
I was about to say, you needed a little bit of screen to go a long way.
Okay, this was a lie. That was a headpiece. This is not the wig.
Wait, was it made of hair? I'm confused.
If it was made of hair, then we all slept on it because
that was
the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell from this distance what it's actually made of. It's amazing. It's a chirp. She's great.
Big old chirp. Yes,
I love it. She's so fucking funny. She says something else fucking funny too. Whatever, we'll get there. But yeah, this is fun and different. And unfortunately, Electra's look is coming up and it reminds me of how the inside of her dress is just this horrible, bland black.
Oh, no. It was a burp from the minute we saw it. There's no shape. And then this getting caught on the foot right there, and it doesn't come uncaught.
Oh, God, it's stuck on the foot. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Immediately I was like, no.
Because I kept looking at it and I was like, does it look better in person? You know, like sometimes, you know, materials can look flat mm-hmm. on screen.
Yeah.
But
clock
no,
the hair for a minute, though.
Weird.
I was into the hair. I was into the mug, too. But the overall lack of conception of this piece
doesn't work.
Is so disconnected.
And she's so tiny that it, like, you know.
Swallows her, gobbles her.
Gobbles her. Very Layla McQueen in the wrap dress. Like, no.
I would love to see Layla back on the show. She's had such a glow
up. She has to. She's incredible. She's amazing, but I don't know. She's making that HBO money doing makeup. Does she need it? Maybe. I don't know.
And don't also, know. Final burp on this burp, the hood. Would have loved this if it was like a plunging neck or something. No hood, though.
No.
Yeah, no hood.
She looks like, and they call it, every time they clock her, I'm like, ooh.
Perfect.
Every sci-fi reference where they're like, oh, you look like a Lord of the Rings bridge person. It's not good. It's not good.
Burp, burpity burp.
Burpity burp. I mean, there might be something below a burp. I don't know. I'm being a monster. Okay. She's an amazing performer. Sometimes maybe she's, okay. Vanity Milan. What do you think?
This is a chirp for me with a few...
Yeah, for me too.
Like a few subtle hiccups in between. Like these flowers right here at the bottom were way too cheap looking. They were very strewn about a buffet at a wedding that's at a VFW. Like, that's what those little flowers were giving me. I didn't like. And again, the hair. But otherwise, liked it, which is why overall it's a chirp.
It is a chirp overall. The color story is hot. I like the dress. I like the sheer little, like, hand peekaboos.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But yeah, there's some parts that could be better. And even, like, the ostrich feather moments.
I'm actually very, very colorblind. Like, I'm super colorblind, especially when it comes to purples and blues. So when they made that comment of, we can see your black unitard or leotard underneath, I don't see it. I still can't see it. Even when we're rewatching this right now, I don't see it at all.
I'm not colorblind, and I can't see it.
Oh, really? So that must have been something you could only see in person.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if I squint, I'm like, I think I see it.
I don't. Yeah, but I definitely don't. Ugh.
Yeah, maybe the hair. But it's a chirp. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. I mean, it was cute. Kitty Scott Claus.
Oh my God, here she comes. I'm so conflicted. I'm so, okay, let's start here.
Yeah.
The shape is a total chirp. The shape is right. It just needs more. It just needs something else. And I don't know. I couldn't tell you what that is, but it just needs more. So I think,
honestly, maybe she should have just covered her chest with JFK jizz. And then we would have had like, oh, there's a point of view here. I see.
I get, yeah.
Or a reveal. Maybe she fucking takes her blonde wig off to reveal Norma Jean. Work. Wow. Here we go. We're saying something.
Or just, I truly believe that if she wore huge hair with bigger jewelry, I would have liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to go ahead and say it's a burp. I do like the mermaid tail bottom, though.
I have to chirp it personally.
Okay.
I think it's cute.
I do think
it's really
cute.
I really do.
I would wear it.
It's cute. Yeah.
Not on the runway.
I'm
going to
give it a chirp. If she won, I would have been fine with it. Because, you know, sometimes someone does a great job and they wear a plain dress and they win, like the stunning, gorgeous, unfortunately late Chichi Devane. You know what I mean? Like on one particular challenge, they were like, we don't care that you're wearing a red dress. You won the challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But this wasn't that, but yes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I do like that she is so aware of her shape and what looks good on her. So I'll give her that. But
yeah,
man.
Okay, this fucking bitch, Crystal Versace. I almost said Poison Ivy. Just with no, just being like, this is the super villain, Poison Ivy.
And I'm so glad Michelle came around with her green. You know, her hang up with green.
Hating a color's boring.
This is a chirp with two burps, and they're the titties. I just don't.
Interesting.
I just am not. It's too much of a focal point. Yeah, I don't think it needs it either. I think she could have done this with zero titties and looked way better.
Mm-hmm. I think you might be right. Like, maybe she's just trying to do something different and versatile, because I haven't seen her wear a big chest before. I don't recall.
Are the sleeves velvet?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
It looks like they might be a velvet or a velour of some kind.
A velour of something. Love the texture. It's a chirp. It's a chirp. I just wish there weren't no titties.
Yeah, it's cute. The hair looks moist. And yeah, you know, this hair, it really does go with the
look.
It
really, really does. Isn't it Brigitte Nielsen? Like, I see it.
It's very, I mean, that's very kind of Brigitte Nielsen.
It's very, very, very kind. Circa 2007. Because the
Brigitte Nielsen I know screaming. Yeah, no, we're talking late 2000s Brigitte screaming foo-foo and crying when Flavor Flav gets on a plane.
Not that. We're talking about, what was it, Dolph. Die Hard? Was it in Die Hard? Something like that. Oh, stunning.
Straddling Dolph Lundgren, that one.
Very aware of her face, very aware of her mug. I gotta give it to her.
Yes. This is a chirp.
What do we
got? It's stunning. It's gorgeous. It's great. Okay, River Medway in this purple nightgown, but also bathing suit.
People are gonna disagree. It's a total chirp for me. It's a total. And then this 90s Pamela Anderson-esque hair, it's like just so. I'm so into this look. It's young, it's fun, it's friendly, it's very her, and I love it.
I like it. I like it. I did think certain parts could have been better.
Like what?
But like, cause like I love the face and hair. Mm-hmm. Love her performance. There was just something about the bathing suit area or the dress that looked a little, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just a little, I don't know if it's baggy on her. I don't know. I think it's a chirp, but there's something that I'm bumping up against where I'm like, this is, oh, when she just said, this is my most glamorous look, I said,
Please
don't say that.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Please don't say that.
And I'm going to keep giving you that.
I'm like, just please don't say that. But it's a chirp.
Veronica Green in the yellow dress.
Here she comes.
This was a chirp for me. I'm a sucker for yellow on the runway. I really loved
it. Very good look for her.
Very good look for her. I love the cut. I love the reference. I love everything. Would have liked to have seen it with different hair, personally. I would have loved to see more of more of a Farrah Fawcett and less of a full curl blowout. But overall, yes, this is a chirp for me.
I like this. I like the dress. It reminds me of a dress Jada Essence Hall wore. I know maybe she was referencing Kylie too. I like the hair. For me, the lip, I'm not obsessed with
it. The lip that Michelle loved. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a little
It's a little too brown for me. I don't know.
I'm also
something about
it. I really love her. I'm not in love with her the way she beats for some reason. I just think I would like a little less subtle in the contour on the cheek. Like I kind of want to see her in like a high drag beat, just to see what that looks like. But I know it's her personal style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need to stop myself. I done went off. Okay. Okay. Just you go and no, I'll chime in when you're ready for me.
I'm 100% with you. I mean, I want Veronica to keep it at this level or higher. I'm worried. Charity case. Okay. We disagreed about this one. So talk to me how you honestly feel about this one.
Okay. So I had conflicting feelings at first. One, I think it's so heavy on one shade of orange where I would have liked to seen maybe some peaches in there mixed in, or like white goes very well with orange. I would have loved to seen white or black in here more often. But overall, the concept of this look is perfect. And this is giving me 2022 Sharon Needles, just with the way the face
feel
is.
That.
Yeah, she's like still a little bit scary for a flapper, which is still true to herself. I don't know. I just was, I was so into it. It's a chirp.
Right. It's wild. I just, for whatever reason, and this could be me just insinuating something, I felt she wasn't that excited about this look. And quite like season 4 Sharon Needles, it almost felt like, I better fucking wear this so they don't call me a spooky bitch all the time.
Yeah.
For some reason, that was a feeling I felt. Mm-hmm. It certainly didn't have the point of view that her spooky looks do. I was just like, yeah, you found a dress and you found a boa.
So to you, still
that's how I
still
felt.
A chirp though? For you? No, it's a bird. Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to.
Okay.
I don't feel right burping it either.
Right.
Though.
Right.
Oh God. I'll give it a light chirp. I'll give it a light chirp.
Chirp light.
The coy details are pretty clever.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God, that really fucked me up, Joe. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You're forgiven. I mean, Jesus is watching, but you are forgiven.
I'm so sorry, Isaac. I'm so sorry, Isaac, my one-time acquaintance who roasted my name. Forgive me. Okay, we have Ella Vade. Similar to what we were saying earlier, something is a little...
burpy?
Something's not right.
It's a little burpy, chirpy baby. That's what it was. Do you see right there? It's just like that. The structure is off. I don't think she needed the train.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this is like a cross between It's a cross between like Milkmaid and Milkmaid going to the ball. Like, it's almost like she wanted to be the woman from King and I with that big hoop skirt, but it didn't quite work. So this is what you got. Like, are you with me?
I'm with you, because my critique is like, she looks like Patti LuPone, but Patti LuPone is a goddess in her 60s. And Ella Vidae is about 30 years younger. So
yeah. and the titties were a little too ripe. A little too ripe. And yeah, she knew that and still went for it. But we all make choices. Yeah. And this choice for me was a burp. But I do also love the color.
I'm gonna have to burp it. Yep. I'm gonna have to burp it. Okay, Scarlet Harlot looking like a little pomegranate tart. I like this. It's not changing drag, but I have to say I like it.
I have nothing else to say. I like it. It's not changing drag, but I have to say that I like it. And for that, I'm giving it a chirp. Like, I chirp it.
I'm going to chirp it. And you know what else I'm going to say that I think this might resonate with you? When Scarlett's on the runway, she's more present than some of the other girls, which is why they might have fucking loved her last week. Like, she's very there on the runway, as opposed to like giving a performance of how she thinks she should behave on the runway.
100%. I think also she's like so inspired by the garments that she's wearing itself.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can see in like the way she's like, give a coy little this and then do a little shoulder.
It was a pretty pussy.
Wasn't it?
That was pretty pussy.
It was.
It really was.
It was. It was.
And I don't buy that usually, but I was like, I bought what she was selling right there.
Okay. Now, you can go first. You can go first.
I mean, this is bad. We love Victoria Scone so much, but this is bad.
Even if she wasn't wearing Teresa's tennis shoes, it was still bad.
I agree.
I think that it's muted. It needs a little more shape. And yeah. And it's just like all one texture. It's very like just like red matte nail polish to me. It just needed
a
little bit more.
And her makeup's not as good as last week.
Right, right. Do you think like she's under pressure?
I mean, I think this girl is just in fucking pain. Let her go home. She's just like, it just feels like she was like.
And her eyelashes were like not on right. They were a little bit droopier too. But I think that was, she is in pain. You can see it. You can feel it. We desperately wanted to send her an aspirin.
Girl, let her go. It's just like.
I know.
Gotta let her go. Gotta let her go. And I mean, I think she deserved to come back for season 4. But are you saying that it's just a little formulaic at this point?
Yeah, I do think it is for sure. I 100% agree she's worthy of coming back. No questions asked. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that this is TV making TV. And that's what's happening here. But like, there's also a point in reality TV where you have to like respect the human being behind who's been casted. And like, this that might be part. Taking advantage of somebody's health situation. My 2 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You're right. Well, not much. Okay. Teresa in Untucked says, did I hit all the moves? Absolutely not. Did I serve big juicy titties? Yes, I did. I mean, this fucking quote queen.
I want it on a shirt. And here's the other thing. It's not forced. She's not one of those girls who come in and I'm going to say, I'm going to say this a million times and it's going to be my catchphrase.
Right.
She just says it and it's her catchphrase.
Agreed. She's just all charisma. I love her.
And
I love
has
her.
The uniqueness nerve. And talent.
And that.
Yeah.
And when Vanity's sad and she's crying for her, like that took me over the edge. Like, Vanity's sad. She's like, I'm a fucking good dancer. And she's like, you fucking are. Like, she's like with her emotionally. I was like, I'm Teresa for president. I'm obsessed with her.
Obsessed. Will never not be. Can't wait to meet the bitch.
Mm-hmm. Same. Oh, God. And okay, before Ru hits her with, We've been in touch with the doctor. Before we get to that moment, we get to our lip sync with Electra v. Vanity Milan. What'd you think?
Now here's where I get so conflicted with the show, because we're again in this day and age where the fans insist on back records, right? Your track record. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the lip sync, it's like, does it matter how you do? Or is it about what happened before this? If I was going off the lip sync, I have to say, I don't think that was a correct call. I think Electra, there was like no...
Interesting.
There was like no exception.
I thought Vanity won it.
You did. Okay, now I knew somebody was going to disagree. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I just feel like, okay, so I think I love what Electra did. And, you know, I think she does stunts and still performs. Mm-hmm. But I think... some of her stunts went the way of desperation, like where it was just like, I'm not seeing her lip sync at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. 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 I'll give you that too. I also didn't like the editing of this lip sync. I wish they would film the lip syncs in full screen.
Agree.
No edits, no cuts, and then just put that on YouTube for the fans to watch to like make their own decision. That's what I want to see. And I could not have wanted it more than this time.
Right. I agree. I think they both turned out fantastic performances. Oh. And like, yeah, I don't know. I just like the certain pussy moments that Vanity gave us. I was like, I'm buying this.
Yeah. So you see what I'm saying though, right?
I mean, this is insane. This break dancing and stuff.
It's unreal. It's unreal. I have to be in another meeting in 5 minutes. I just want to let you know. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's good. No, that's great. We're at the end. Okay. We're at the end. My queen. I mean, okay, so this is good to know, though, that, like, we have some... I like when people have, like, differing opinions on the Drag Race. I live for that.
Me too.
I live.
Me too.
I mean, it's such a fucking treat. And, unfortunately, Electra goes home. Vanity stays. What can you do? What can you do?
What?
Maybe she'll come back. Maybe you're right. I hope you're right.
I'm thinking she's coming back, and if she doesn't, I think they'd even bring her back to... U.S. All-Stars as an assassin. That'd be cool.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
That would be really fun. Why the fuck not?
Right.
I mean, if the work visa lines up, let her bring her back.
Bring back my girls. Bring back my screen.
That's just
bring it. Bring back my.
She got a plasma. She got a plasma in the workroom. LED on her back.
We're done.
You're so stupid. Okay. Well, I like that we disagree on this. I want people listening to sound off. Sound off at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. It makes a difference. Keeps the Drag Race Podcast free. Being the only one in the world, you know, we need it to stay free. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Joe, you're incredibly fun, and thank you so much for doing this. I'm sorry we've been on for so long, but I just can't shut up when it comes to Drag Race.
Me either. I loved it, and I would love to come on again. If you ever need another guest, you call your girl.
Bitch, I would love to have you back. You're a fucking good time, and the fact that you'll do stupid song parodies with me, you're a sister. You're a sister.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're there. I'm going to come. When I'm in LA, I'm going to see you. We're going to do the things.
That would be really fun. Let's do it.
I love it.
Okay. Well, hey, go support Mr. D times 3 on the Instagram at the shows. Follow me on Instagram too, Drag Her Podcast and my name. And till next time, bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.